Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast, and we're going to talk about the latest Rise of the Skywalker trailer. James.
Another one.
What did you think about the Rise of the Skywalker trailer? Silence?
That's what I thought about it. And that's been the Beast Game Podcast. I told you it's going to be short. I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna go check it out just because I just want to see how they're gonna do it. I am not looking forward to it. And even more so that people are losing their damn minds over this shit saying, oh man, Rey's going to a dark. I'm like, no, can
you tell? You should have done that in the second movie or hinted to it in the first movie. Doing it in this movie is a cheap trick to get people in the seats.
Right. Can you not tell this is a vision? I mean, seriously, it's a vision. It's probably what could happen, but won't happen. So many theories that's going on with this shit right now, right? That she's a Skywalker. Oh, my favorite. Not really. That somehow, some way, Anakin Skywalker is going to come back. Or Luke is going to come back. Hence, Rise of the Skywalker. Catch this, right? Kylo Ren, because he is a Skywalker, is going to go to the light side. Matt Smith, he's going to be his avatar, the soul of Palpatine and shit. I'm like,
So, the thing is that with this current crop of Star Wars movies is that they made Rey perfect. So you know nothing's going to happen to her. Things will happen around her, but she's going to be essentially coming out clean for everything. So she's not going to the dark side, or it'll be like some vision or something.
Or if she does go to the dark side, it's going to be short. I don't see it.
For this to be the third movie, again, it's just a trick.
Yeah.
For the fanboys, it's like, oh, Rey's doing this. I'm like, nobody cares. Like, it's the last movie. I just want to get it over with. First of all, Luke Skywalker shouldn't have died. Plain and simple. I mean, Mark Hamill wasn't even happy about it.
At all.
But the way he was acting was like a bitch. Come on, man.
Like, it's atypical for Luke Skywalker. It's atypical for his journey from the original trilogy. Just to be like, hey, I'm just going to be drinking milk.
Well, now in these days where all the trailers are misdirects, this is a badly executed one. I'm ready for this franchise to be over so that they can start anew with something different other than the main storyline. Maybe something off the Knights of the Old Republic art probably be better, but even then they'll probably find a way to goof that up too. House of the Mouse, love the Marvel movies, glad that they're there, but you guys F this one up big time.
Mike, any comments?
All right, so the first two, I'm not going to lie. I was a hype beast. I was like, oh yeah, Star Wars back. I'm definitely there opening day. Bought my ticket right away. And both times I walked out like, really? Really? Okay, especially the second one. Like, I just walked out of there just shaking my head. Like, I don't believe I just sat through this bullshit. I could have watched this at home. So I'm just not hyped. Like, I watched the trailer and I literally just sat there and went, yeah, okay, whatever. I don't care about the Emperor laughing. I don't care if Vader's mask is back. I don't care about Rey going to the dark side unless you pull some really shocking move in this movie. I'm just not looking forward to it. I don't believe they're going to do anything substantial to make me be like, oh my God, this was great. Like you said, we already know that that's more than likely a vision. Rey's not going to the dark side. It's going to be a bunch of BS, and then everybody's going to be sitting there. All the people that are hyped now are still going to be hyped because they're just Star Wars purists, and anything that Star Wars is great. They can't admit that it has a flaw. Well, clearly it does. To be honest, Rian Johnson fucked up the last movie. When Luke Skywalker comes on and says, what is this? This is what a Jedi would do. There's a problem.
He throws the lightsaber off the cliff.
Poignant in his life. He's just like, fuck it.
Whatever. And J.J. Abrams is supposed to clean this up in one movie. And it's supposed to be so phenomenal and great. No. Yeah. This is Disney's way of getting more butts in the seat and just getting money.
Mm-hmm. You know what?
Care less what anybody
else thinks. Talking about Disney and wanting more money. Other than the Disney Plus, why is there a Lady and the Tramp movie coming out?
I don't know. Man, I saw the preview and I said, seriously, just everything's going to be live action now.
Giving you the same thing over again.
Right.
The Lion King. The same thing. It's the same movie.
Didn't they make $1 billion?
It doesn't matter.
I'm saying, didn't they make $1 billion? Did they?
Well, it's a relatively light summer. Something had to make $1 billion. I'm just saying Disney is doing this by attrition. They have pretty much 50% of Hollywood.
Yeah.
Two movies at least coming from Disney out within a month and a half of each other. Something has to. If it wasn't Captain Marvel, it was going to be Avengers. If it wasn't Avengers, it was going to be Aladdin. It wasn't Aladdin, so it had to be
Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Lion King. Like, it's just really
being bombarded by Disney. Like movies.
Not Mulan, was it? Maleficent, doesn't that come out like a month or two?
I think so.
I don't remember the first one. Shit.
Came out 2012, 2011, something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, again, you're just being bombarded by Disney. It's like, so again, something has to make $1 billion.
I'll tell you one thing. Disney may not make a horror movie.
That's not their forte. They need to make...
No, and they've already said, even with Marvel, they're not going hard with it. Like, even the rated R thing, they've already said they're not going that route. So everybody's kind of wondering how this Deadpool thing is going to play out now.
Well, how
are you going to do Blade?
Like, just leave Deadpool alone.
Well, I mean, Deadpool make you money. Leave that it alone. Re-release was just a trial to see if people would go see a PG-13 movie.
And did they?
Not really. But, I mean, the movie had already grossed...
500 million, maybe? 700?
Yeah.
Studios are getting greedy now. Because even like the Spider-Man thing they re-released over this weekend, with the extra 4 minutes, didn't even beat out Angel Has Fallen. Now, some people could say, oh, that's part of fans being upset and it's part of a Sony boycott. No, Spider-Man wasn't good enough that you want to go see it an extra 4 minutes.
Like, you already knew what was going to happen.
Like, if you did that with Infinity War, I could see people being like, oh, shit, I'd definitely go see that for the extra 4 minutes because it was a good-ass movie. Spider-Man was good, but it wasn't great.
I wouldn't say Spider-Man hinges on a gimmick. Mm-hmm. But once it reveals that Jake Gyllenhaal is not who he says he is.
That's it.
That's the end of the movie.
All right.
And to go see that again, for what? I mean, it wasn't any standout performances. Is a good movie, but it's not, it's like, oh,
and
man.
You've also established that it's no longer going to be tied to Marvel. So it's not like there's anything of major importance I need to see, because after this movie, it's not going to have anything to do with the MCU, which is foul, because Kevin Feige said that basically they had a plan mapped out already for the next 5 movies to follow Peter as he grows up into adulthood.
And that would work out perfectly, but...
Which is what
Moon Knight will be the next character.
Who?
Moon Knight.
Oh.
The bipolar or whatever.
That's going to Disney Plus, though. They're not even going to do a movie. They're turning that into a show.
I tried.
And, like, with this Disney Plus stuff, if these TV shows don't work, that is it for a lot of these characters. If you don't see the TV show or if the TV show doesn't do well, what is the point to most of the legacy characters?
Tie over into the movies. It's essentially what it is.
But the movies are going in a different direction. So, again, all the legacy...
Well, not only that, a lot of this stuff is like prequel stuff. Loki's supposed to show what happens after he took the Tesseract in Endgame and vanished. But then, like, WandaVision is supposed to take place sometime after Civil War and before Infinity War, that whole time period. So, Falcon and Winter Soldier is supposed to be whatever adventures continue on, but Captain America is no reference in that, they've already said. Like, they've already put this kind of stuff out there, so it's kind of like,
all right, he has the shield, so...
It's just them trying to do something. It's like, well, we have to do something with the service.
And you really don't. If you want to do anything, you'd have kept the characters on Netflix where they were and left it alone, because it was working. Maybe not all of them, but Daredevil and Punisher, definitely. I think Luke Cage would still
Daredevil, Punisher, and Luke Cage.
The only one that was probably not doing that well was Jessica Jones.
And Iron Fist.
The first season was okay.
Jessica Jones had his own niche. So
Yeah. But you could have easily incorporated her and Iron Fist back into Defenders if you did that. Or had them just do cameo roles like Iron Fist did in Luke Cage season 2. Everything's just greed now. They're just dropping all kinds of shit for no reason. The only thing I'm looking forward to on there is Mandalorian. That's it.
Yeah, I was about to bring that up. So,
and that's partially because Favreau directed, and I trust him to make a damn good show. Outside of that, I'm like, eh.
Will there be Jedi people in that?
Probably not, unless you see somebody lift up a glass or something.
I'm not sure that. I can tell you this, though. I know the Mandalorian trailer was a hell of a lot better than Rise of Skywalker.
Yeah.
That's not saying much. You should see a lot of fan-made trailers online.
Sure, how about you see just fan films? Better than the actual movies that are out now.
This is the last of this trilogy of movies. Thank God. I don't know what comes next after Star Wars, because...
They said Old Republic is where they're going to go now. Well, Ewan McGregor finally came out. They're doing the Obi-Wan series on Disney+.
Again, where are the new ideas from Disney?
Well, I will say this. A lot of fans have been calling for that for a long time. Even the Mandalorian things. So it sounds like Kathleen Kennedy's trying to figure out a way to actually listen and try to appease some people.
A long time ago, man.
Right, because the last two movies, since everybody had all these complaints, everything been going. Because remember, they originally said Star Wars every year for the next 20, 30 years. Like, they're never going to slow down with it. And then when everybody started getting kind of pissed and was like, this movie wasn't really good, what did Rian Johnson do, blah, 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 all of a sudden everything switched. And all these movies that people have been begging for suddenly became kind of, oh, well, let's do Mandalorian. Let's do the Obi-Wan.
How long have I been talking about, man, they need to do some
of forever. Years.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm looking forward to that Mandalorian joint, though. Definitely looking forward to that.
They just don't have any new ideas. They're gonna keep recycling the same old thing over and over and over again.
I'm just kind of done with Star Wars, man. I don't know.
So you have Star Wars fatigue?
Well, I'm not going to necessarily say fatigue. They've been fucking up so much that I just wanted to end so I could just see how they're going to close it up. The first, it was The Force Awakens. I was hyped for that because I was like, oh, shit, here we go. Then I saw, I was like,
Disney doesn't give you time to miss anything. Yeah. Like, you know how franchise can, like, disappear for a while, and then you're kind of like, damn, I wouldn't mind seeing another one of those or see where that goes.
At least 3 years. At least give it 3 years.
Yeah, it's like they just keep hammering the same shit over and over again. Like, hey, watch this, watch this, watch this.
A lot of it just has to do with the fact that, for whatever reason, obviously now they own Fox, so you still get more Disney movies. But with them, all they do is just recycle ideas, the ideas that they already have. Movies that you're getting that aren't classic Disney characters are based off of, like, classic Disney stories. Rey's a princess. She might have a lightsaber, but she's just a princess. Doesn't have any new ideas. And the way they keep making money is with what they were doing before, which is just re-release all these movies on whatever medium's current at the time. Enjoy. And that's what you're getting. Kind of tired of it. You looked at Disney before, it was like, oh yeah, Disney's saving comic book movies. And now it's kind of like they're crushing people's dreams.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Like Mike was talking about Star Wars, all right? People wanted Star Wars for the longest time. And then Disney got a hold of it and was just like, got J.J. Abrams. We're developing a Star Wars movie. And it comes out and it's like, what is this? This isn't Star Wars. And then you're killing off characters, so you can't come back from that. Like, you're killing off characters in the first movie. They're not giving you any time to take in, embrace what has happened. Because again, I mean, there'll probably be another Star Wars movie out. You're getting the TV shows. So like, even in between that, we'll probably say 2021, you will probably have another Star Wars movie.
More than likely. Because Rian Johnson's supposed to be writing a whole nother trilogy, right?
Yes. And then there's still the Game of Thrones people.
Yeah.
That they have another trilogy, whatever that's supposed to be. I mean, if it turns out to be a TV show, but it's supposed to be a movie, a series of movies. So that's at least taking you to 2030 with Star Wars movies. If another movie comes out 2021, those trilogies, and then whatever off-year trilogies, 22, 24, 26, probably long by then, I'd probably give this Mandalorian show 2 seasons before Disney cancels it. I don't know. Guess what? I mean, they also own all of Hulu, so you can get that too.
I just sound so disheartened by all this shit.
Well, I mean, pretty much you and Mike are huge Star Wars fans. So.
I'm just sad to see where everything went. It's almost like you kind of wish...
It's Disney's fault.
I kind of wish they did just left it alone.
Kind of feel like you wish George Lucas would have never sold it. And yeah. Kept it himself and just handled it the way he had been handling it.
As much hate as the prequels... God.
Well, that first one was pretty much garbage, man. So that first one was garbage.
Attack of the Clones? No, not Attack of the Clones. What was the first one? Phantom Menace?
Yeah.
Aside from Obi-Wan and Qui-Gon Jinn, everything else about the movie is garbage.
Yeah, that movie's horrible. But you know what? It's bad.
I don't know what Jay about to say, too.
No, they were very divisive amongst the fans. I will watch the prequels over again before I watch indeed. Any of this shit.
I was going to say, I would watch Phantom Menace over these two any day.
Yeah, like, and that's saying a lot. That's saying a lot. To be honest with you, Revenge of the Sith was actually fucking good.
That's a great movie. That is a great movie. Unlimited power!
But the thing is, Keith and I, and I think Mike, you said too, people don't understand that the prequels was a slow burn. It was just basically showing the progression of what caused everything. So everything was a slow burn. Like, when it reached its apex and with Revenge of the Sith, boy, it was there.
Mm-hmm.
You saw everything. You saw like the building blocks to what caused the Jedi to be basically destroyed. And that shit was amazing, seeing how it worked. I don't even give a shit. I just don't, man. Knowing how they can do shit, for some reason, my gut is telling me that Palpatine's not even in this damn movie. They just put his laugh in just to like.
They did it with the last movie. They did it with the last movie. Ray went to the cave. People are like, oh, it's going to be Palpatine. He's going to come out. Like, nope. Guess what? Just Jar Jar Binks.
It's me, Mr. Jedi. Dude, I watched Clone Wars, the cartoon series, which was actually pretty
good. That was pretty good.
And I watched that over this shit.
They have to do something unbelievable for me to be like, oh man, this is great. She literally had to go to the dark side, kill everybody, and the movie ends. And I'd be like, oh, okay. I didn't see that coming.
She killed younglings.
Mm. He did fucking massacre them, but.
Sure enough did.
Master Skywalker.
Shouldn't be laughing at that, but Anthony did. Like, yo. Every last one of y'all.
He said, fuck them kids.
Exactly. Straight up. And walked out the joint like, yeah, whatever.
He walked out like he owned that shit, too. That was
Anakin,
terrible.
You killed younglings. You're damn right.
But they were
only two that matter in your belly. Shut up.
Like, don't you go against me either.
You're with him.
Right. That's the one bad thing about Revenge of the Sith. Hating Christian's acting, though, man.
Yeah. This sounds, I feel bad for him. That sounds, I absolutely don't. I'm just like, dude, ain't my fault you can't act shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Play Darth Vader. Like, come on. You ain't got no better layup in Hollywood ever. Shit, James Earl Jones still gets paid.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he did say in an interview with Jimmy Fallon, they asked him about Darth Vader. He was like, anything you would have changed? He said, yeah, my contract. He said he didn't realize the movie's going to be this big. He said he'd have negotiated for more money, but he still gets paid.
Well, all right, let's go ahead and end this. So, yeah, there's another Star Wars movie. Joe. Yeah, there's going to be more Star Wars on Disney Plus streaming. And they're really discounting those subscriptions. Like, they really.
A lot of people probably haven't subscribed yet.
Yeah, I mean, people have Hulu, people have Netflix, people have Amazon Prime.
Like, for real, when it launches, it's not like there's that many shows because most of the Marvel stuff doesn't start till next year.
Yeah.
They haven't even started shooting some of it. So it's like, okay, what I need to rush to pay for? I mean, I want to see Mandalorian, but outside of that, what?
I'm not looking forward to getting another streaming service.
Yeah, so more Disney movies. Yay, everybody. And that's the Beast Game Podcast.